Hey friends, Terry here, and welcome back to our family Christmas devotion. A few minutes to fill your home or car with hope and remind you that God is with us. Let's start with something fun. Have you ever thought about everywhere you'd like to go? Maybe an amusement park with your favorite roller coaster, a vacation at the beach with waves and sandcastles, or maybe somewhere like the movies, a library, or even your favorite restaurant. There are so many places we'd love to visit, right? Now think about all the places you went just last week. Did you go visit friends or family for Christmas? Did you go to church, the park, or maybe to the grocery store with your family? If you think about it, you probably went to a bunch of different places, each full of people you met or talked to. In Mark 16:15, in the International Children's Bible Version, it says, Jesus said to the followers, "Go everywhere in the world. Tell the good news to everyone." Jesus told his followers to go everywhere and tell everyone the good news. That means not just the grown-ups, not just the pastors, but us too. When Jesus says everywhere, he doesn't just mean flying across the ocean or traveling to another country, although that's amazing too. He means right where we already go every day. Our school, our sports team, our neighborhood, even our own home. You can share the good news of Jesus in simple ways. By helping someone who needs a hand. By praying for a friend who's sad or worried. By inviting someone to church or to a Kids Creek event. Or just by being kind and encouraging to people who need a smile. Every time you show love like Jesus, you're sharing his light and spreading his good news. And the best part? You never go alone. Jesus promises to go with you everywhere you go. So today, as you're going around town, having fun with friends or family, remember, God is with you and he can use your ordinary steps for his extraordinary plan. Let's pray together. God, give us courage to go and speak. Help us love everyone. Thank you for being with us. Amen. Before we finish up, let's talk about what we heard today. You can chat right now or later around the table, in the car, or before bedtime. So think about this. Who does God love? And who is everyone in your own world? Let's end with our big reminder. God is with us always. Tomorrow is day 23, and we're going to be talking about beautiful feet. Wait, what? I don't know what that's about. I can't wait to hear what that's all about. Talk to you tomorrow.